Day two. So what has happened since yesterday? Who will be the warmer presenter? That's me, Aethos. I am the warmer presenter. Right when ADC comes back to hold his presentation. So what has happened since yesterday? Well, much has happened. As you can see, all over the day we have a new layout for to go for times. ADC is there. Thank you. ADC, I'm making the warm-up for your talk, but first I report what happened since yesterday, because we had a really nice hackathon where everyone was contributing, people were reading into the Gopher Times and helping. We already have a score I will show on the channel what the VRCon score. As you can see, currently Aethos is leading. And then there's Eidolon, who sent in a patch. Aethos is promoting to say, what's up, cyberspace? Well, that's coming our next, right before the talk of ADC. But first we're talking about the current results of our hackathons. Though there's Aethos with 8 points, he's leading. Applause. Applause, applause, applause. And there's Eidolon with 7 points. Yeah. And the reason why they have no 6 score, point scores is because they sent in so many lines to change, and this is why they have these extra points. Because the 6 points is always when you send in a patch, which is 1 point, and 5 points is when it gets accepted. That's for 6, Groovy, and me. Well, for me, I don't add all my points, because otherwise I would be in the lead. I did so many changes for the Gopher Times today. The prizes are for other people to have fun with them. I already had fun with them. And there's Bob waiting down there. But Bob is coming up too. He's preparing a patch at the moment, which should be around 6 points too. So he's getting on the ladder too. So let's see for today how far we will get with the scoring table. Back to Tick Over Times, if everyone notices it, at rage.org, TG Times, if you go there, people already tried to check it out, get all the dependencies ready and so on. We now have a new layout. I will upload the one generated on my side for the current one. TGTimes7.pdf. You will, here it is. You will notice that there is a new logo, which is more printable and easy to read. We have a new font, and as you see, the articles now have this nice boxing around them, and we have colors, and there is this nice title of articles. Yes, we have no strange wrapping around. Everything's easy to read. And if you go down to, for example, page 2 with the most minimal Gopher server for TG Times, you will see that subtitles now have underlining and bold. Yes, yes, yes. There's still some stuff to fix because the U2PS has a problem with some escaping, but we have all ANSI escaping or. And we have all the layouting we require. ADC is mind blown. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, I worked on it. Maybe we get some other formatting, or people propose some colors they would like to see. Easy to read, for especially. Or if they have other formatting. Because if you look, for example, on the boxes tool that's used for making the articles, they have many other surroundings that could be used. For example, I could do this for the publishing, the Gopher Times, last article. Okay, ADC is saying there's some orphans. What do you mean? I mean, Aethos saying orphans. Aethos, why don't you simply make a patch to go for times thing as online repository? You can easily go to the article and send me a patch and get more points. Perfectly, perfectly. Okay. That's about, GGG is asking for the built-in table for PDFs. Well, GGG, we are using U2PS, which is PostScript, which doesn't really know about table of content. We would have to generate it on our own, but that shouldn't be a problem to make an ASCII file from all the articles. But as I said, please send in patches, because making a table of content, for example, would be to add an automatic article to the opus directory, which will be at the right position when the makefile works over it. See for the naming, for example, zero something something table of content, and this could be generated on makefile invocation when it's running. Ah, Rookboy says often single word in a line. Well, that's already my formatting, but as I said, please, please, please send in patches. So this is, as you have seen, we already have a good result from Hackathon day one. Today our topic is Gopher. But first, because of technical issues we had, ADC wasn't able to hold his presentations, but we fixed it. The thing is that he had to specify in ALSA which format he wants to get from ALSA, because FFmpeg wasn't able to get it from his hardware. So this is how we want to do it. So first, before we do that, some remembrance to get us cheered up by some famous person, and after that I would give everything to ADC for his talk. Let's see, ADC, are you already logged in for the talk? Ah, you can use the next 2 minutes to log in and get your presentation ready.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Carlos Matos, and I am coming from New York City, New York. Let me tell you guys that I am so excited. I am so happy. I am really so thrilled to be right now sharing this amazing, glorious, super and exciting moment of my life with all of you guys. And let me tell you that we are really changing the world as we know it. The world is not anymore the way it used to be. No, no, no. Be connect. Wow. Be connect. We are coming, and we are coming in waves. We are starting, and we are going to actually go all over the world. We are belting the entire world. Let me tell you guys that I started 137 days ago with only $25,610, and right now I am reaching $140,000. Whoa, 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 what's up? And let me tell you that I am actually earning around $1,400 on an everyday basis, 7 days a week. What? I am right now independently, financially independently. I am saying to so many people who said that this was going to be a con artist game, that this was going to be a scammer game. Hey, you're going to lose all your money. My wife still doesn't believe in me. I'm telling him, honey, listen, this is real. No, 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 no. That's a scam. And I said, but wait, I'm going to go to the bank. I'm going to get my bitcoins. I'm going to actually put it into dollars. Here, they're right on the table. No, oh, that's money that you took from another account. I'll say, what am I going to do? Then I said to myself, you know what? When I am starting to put $10,000 a day on her, right on her, you know, on her table, then she's going to say, whoa! Yeah, 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 okay, that's real. So guys,
I want to tell you something. Faith and belief is the one thing that we all need to be able to change the world. And right now, I believe that in this room, we have the seed that's going to germinate and that's going to explode into an amazing opportunity for us to change this entire world. I am so proud, I am so honored, I am so excited to be here right now. And let me tell you something, that each and every one of you has the opportunity to become like those amazing people that we know here from Vietnam. Hey, my people from Vietnam! Making so much money that they can probably have a real hard time counting it. So guys, let me tell you, I love Big Connect!
Yes! Thank you so much, Carlos